Welcome to Let's Talk Land, a weekly land education talk show devoted to learning about land and farms, buying and selling, and ownership, especially for real estate agents and realtors. Learn from the experts. This is free land education. Hi, my name's Lou Jewell. I'm an accredited land consultant, broker owner of United Country Real Estate, Land Pro, and Shadow. Buying and selling homes, land, or farms, Western Piedmont, North Carolina, Southern Virginia, just give us a shout. We'll help you out. Our office is at 3349 Cook School Road in Pilot Mountain, Highway 52, exit 136, across from Foothills Hardware and Building Supply. We also share office space with Pop Design for all your graphic needs. Our company website is www.mylandpro.com, www.mylandpro.com. Our guest today is Ben and Jill Ralvis, and welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks, Lou, for having us.
Yeah.
We're excited.
I'm glad you're here. We met a number of years ago. You'd contacted me about buying some land. You wanted to establish a little farm, and we found some up in Sandy Ridge.
Absolutely,
And tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely. Probably back in 2010, Jill and I wanted to acquire some property to homestead on, et cetera, and found you online, and your tagline was Land Pro, and that's what we were looking for, and initiated a conversation with you, and you sounded very competent. We had the opportunity to meet you. We told you what our goals were and what we were looking for. You put probably five or six different pieces of property together, and we traveled into Virginia and North Carolina and found, it was really interesting, Lou, I don't know if you remember, but we found three pieces of property that we actually put simultaneous offers on.
That's great.
And you definitely, a plug for you, you definitely know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
And you knew your stuff. We walked the land. You told us the pros and cons, what to look out for, what not to look out for, and Jill and I talk about it even today, that that decision to purchase that piece of property the way it worked out was marvelous. We couldn't have asked for a better location.
We also did a little creative financing, didn't we?
We did, absolutely.
Tell me about that.
All right. Here's the way that worked. With the financial services background and in the asset preservation phase, that's where we work at primarily, the idea was, we did an owner financing arrangement.
Right.
That's what prompted this creative agreement we worked up. But the idea was this. In our particular case, you had four members of on the seller side. So, and then Jill and I, and the idea was, well, what would happen if one of those sellers' members passed away? Their share of that property would, go to their heirs,
right,
typically their kids. And we've known, after being in this business 31 years and understanding the litigious side of the world, that could present a problem. Because owner financing, as you know, although we had a recorded deed, it could still get messy in the courts if something went south. So the idea was, hey, if one of these folks died or we passed away, a tax-free death benefit will be paid and essentially would pay off either the land and make the whole deal whole.
Right.
Or in the case where one of the four members passed away, their share of that asset could be paid off through their estate and make their beneficiaries and heirs whole, to where the remaining three folks wouldn't have to deal with that headache.
Right.
So we talked about it. You thought it was a great idea, and it sort of got our creative juices flowing as well. Yeah.
It's a great idea, and that's what this show's about today. You guys are financial planning experts. You're using insurance products and other products, I assume.
Absolutely.
To create these vehicles, and we'll talk about those. But we want to talk about creative ways of buying land or real estate.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a land show. So that's where we want to go with you and Jill today.
Okay.
Let's see here. Tell us a little bit about your company, Jill.
Well, actually, Ben and I do different parts of it. Ben focuses more on the retirement planning and asset preservation, whereas I work more with businesses and helping business owners understand the true value of their business. Real interesting thing, many times businesses are undervalued, and the owners or their accountants will put the numbers together for them and go, that's it, there you go. But in reality, it's undervalued, and I represent a company that helps, that does millions of these, literally millions of these business evaluations. So it allows you to actually compare within your industry, compare within the local geographic, and many times tens of thousands, up to one case where there was $5 million that was left out of the business valuation.
Right.
That meant what a difference that would make when you're trying to get financing for a piece of land.
Exactly. Very important. So tell us a little bit about business ownership. What's the process, and how do you find clients? And I mean, is it all business, even like a real estate? You can evaluate
yes.
my company?
Yes, I could.
Well, let's do that.
Okay, great.
How about now? No.
Hey, no problem. It's really a simple process.
Okay.
You just let me know. It is now evaluations when you go to an accountant, and other companies are usually $8,000 to $10,000.
Right.
I do it for $24.99. Except for anybody listening to this today who wants to get in touch with me, I'm going to give them $500
really?
Off.
Including me and Shadow?
Including you and Shadow. All they have to say is Lou sent me.
Okay. Lou sent me. That's the password. Huh?
Yeah. And what happens is, instead of it being a two-month process, it usually takes about a week to get everything back. After you fill out a questionnaire that usually takes the chief financial officer,
right.
which in most cases in small businesses.
Yeah.
That's the owner.
That's
Where's
right.
that hat?
Exactly.
And so it takes 45 minutes to fill that out. For this show, it's $19.99. And once that's done, it takes about a week, and we get it back. And the beautiful thing is, you don't just get the report back. I actually go over everything with you, and we go line by line. And I'll tell you, on this KPI, which is Key Performance Indicator.
Right.
This is what you can do to increase the value of your business.
Hmm.
And this is how we can how you can handle it.
Right.
And if you need additional help or whatnot, I'm there to help you find the additional help and to learn the different nuances, right? So once you get that first business evaluation, now you're starting to monitor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now this is the other thing.
Okay.
You only pay me one time.
Right, really?
Really.
So
and
as,
we get back together annually, once a year.
Okay.
I like to do once a year. If you would prefer once a month, no problem. So now, which you can monitor and manage and put a number to,
right.
you can improve.
Interesting. So you have step by step, do this, do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't own real estate. I rent. Does that matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. But let's say I rent and I now really want to own, but I don't know that I can afford to own with this process. I'm just thinking here, going through this process, I may find that I have some hidden buckets that I didn't know about, right?
Right. Like you could have money on the table and not know that you didn't count it.
Shada, did you hear that? She usually takes most of it. Wow, this is exciting. Tell me a little bit more about it, because this is really interesting. This could help a lot of people.
Well, okay, so
I mean, why don't people do it? I've never heard of this.
People don't do it because they don't know that they can do it. It's not a big arena. I've actually started writing articles because I've been looking on the internet. Well, what's this key performance indicator and how does it work? And
right.
there's nothing on the internet.
Yeah, I was doing my research for the show. I mean, there's nothing.
And so I started writing articles, and it's a beautiful place for me to be because there's not a lot of other sharks swimming in the water with me here,
oh.
but it does allow for some growth, and we're getting to define some areas
right.
that's a white space. With the business valuation, a lot of people just think all they have to do, because there's three main ways
okay.
that you can do a business valuation. You can just take what comes in, what goes out, and what's left over is what my business is worth. Or you can take what comes in and multiply that by two. And
why two?
Just whatever. A lot of people just say by two.
Okay.
just double your
industry standard.
Yeah. Okay. And, but it's not, but the thing is, the standard is not standard.
I understand. Yeah, that's my point.
Then the other way is discounted cash flow.
Right.
Now, with discounted cash flow, if you are tax efficient, your numbers are going to look bad.
Ooh.
So that's the reason why when you have the opportunity and you go through this process, what happens is you get to see where you are personally with the value of your company and where it sits industry-wide. Hmm. And then we start monitoring 14 KPIs.
What's a KPI?
Is a key performance indicator.
Okay, what is that?
It is simple things like, well, how much revenue to inventory do you have?
Okay.
What's your return on your equity? How much capital expenditures do you have to income coming in?
Right.
And in some businesses, you're like a manufacturing business might do more of the KPIs than, say, a business that is software as a service.
Right. Or real estate. I have inventory.
Yes.
And I know there's a formula if I want to sell my business or buy another company. You know, a lot of that depends on your listings because that is your inventory.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right? Plus your assets of your office and so on, which plays a small part. So I would say any business, even the radio station here, you know, they have certain assets, they have certain income, they have certain costs. So it sounds like this is – what's the germ? When did this start? Who started this? What's behind all this?
Well, this started probably about – this company specifically started about 15 years ago.
Okay.
That I'm working with. And what they wanted to do, the thing that they were seeing was, hey, Lou, if I want to know how much my house is worth, what can I do?
Right.
I can go on the internet and I plug in my address.
Sure.
And there's an address or website that'll tell me what they think my house should be worth.
Right.
I don't think it's accurate.
It's not.
That's the reason why you need a realtor.
Too many variables.
Right. And so when we, when this company started looking, and like I just told you, there's so little information, they realized that this was the possibility to open up the space to where people could eventually go to a website, which I will share that with you when you
purchase. Sure, no, we'll deal with that then, sure.
And then they can find out the value.
Wow.
It's the one thing that we own the most of that we derive our income from, and it's the thing that's hardest to find is the value of that.
But you haven't found any vocation or business that this is not applicable to, right?
Not yet.
Not yet. You're still looking for one?
Still looking.
Shadow, you got one? Can you evaluate doggies?
Hey, they're priceless.
Yeah, priceless. We love doggies.
Sounds like you like a lot of critters.
Absolutely.
Green Acres, is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I remember you guys had an Airstream, I think, when you moved down here and lived in that for a while, right?
Yeah, we did. We did.
And actually, there's a beautiful stream course that runs through your property.
Snow Creek.
And you actually took PVC and actually did it from a large to the next smaller to the next smaller. And you were actually pumping water uphill with no energy, just because of the...
Yep. It has several names, but Slam Hammer.
Ram Pump.
Yeah, Ram Pump. Yeah.
That's hydraulic pump.
Yeah.
So it's pretty neat. We built it. Well, Jill discovered it on the internet, and then we commenced to building it. And sure enough, after some trial and error, it actually worked.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky. My husband lets me pick out these projects and decides,
that
okay.
That sounds like a great project.
He'll be the brawn.
So we're with our friend Ben and Jill, and this is Lou Jewell. Let's talk land. So, Ben, tell me about your company. You've been in this business, like me, about 30 years, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been in the business 31 years now, Lou, and 2002-ish, around that time, we incorporated Regal Group, North Carolina Corporation. We've, we've been primarily been in North Carolina, but we've been out this way now for 7 years. out in the Stokes County, right, foothills,
boy,
North Carolina area.
That goes by fast, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. It really does. So, Jill and I, we've introduced Jill. We've been married now for 25 years, and she had a profession while we were married, Microsoft systems engineer and a respiratory therapist. And about probably 20 years ago, 18 years ago, we decided it was best for the family to, hey, let's just work together.
And you have two beautiful children,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. And we're proud of the kids. Layla, our daughter, lives in Wilmington. She's a massage therapist. And Ben's in the Navy, third year in the Navy.
Thank you for a service.
Yeah, absolutely. Stationed out in San Diego. So
that's terrible duty.
And he's sort of a playboy anyway, Lou.
There you
so,
go.
You know, San Diego's a tough,
him.
Tough run for him.
Yes,
but
sir.
So Jill and I decided for the family's sake, it'd be good for her and I to work together, combine our resources, our talents, and so forth. She's talented in a lot of different areas and so forth. So it was a little bit of a struggle at first. And even now, you know, when you have a spouse, you live with them, you work with them, it gets challenging, but it's all worth it. Absolutely.
We're both still living.
Yeah.
Wow. And you designed your new home so that you could have space, right?
Somewhat, yeah. Okay. But we do have 62 acres that we can get away from each other on.
But now you are you're licensed insurance.
Yeah, I'm an asset preservation specialist.
What is that?
What it involves is we primarily use insurance-based products to help.
Like the one you sold me.
Yes. To help people facilitate retirement better to where it's more blissful for them. There's two phases in people's financial life, basically, from the macro view. You got the asset accumulation phase.
Okay.
That's a phase where you want your broker to help you put money aside in your 401k, your IRA, your 403b. You have it invested in a market for potential growth.
In real estate, in land holdings.
Absolutely, land holdings. You know, REITs, land holdings.
Right.
You know, a lot of the wealthy are buying land. They're probably contacting you to buy property because they don't make it anymore. So the other phase is the asset preservation phase, and that's the phase when you get closer to retirement, and in retirement, you have to change your hats. You have to use a different set of tools to ensure that your retirement is blissful, and there's different things in that phase of our life that we have to look out for versus when we were in the accumulation phase.
Okay. So you can provide, we're going to talk about these services, including yours, Jill, anywhere in the country, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So this is not just for North Carolina or for this market area, and you're licensed right now in multiple states.
And you know, way that evolves is we have clients that either move to different states,
sure,
and, you know, and they refer us to their kids or friends, and or people hear about us and so forth. So we get the proper licenses as necessary, you know, to help them out.
Right.
Absolutely.
Just like as realtors, I'm licensed in North Carolina, Virginia. But I can sell real estate anywhere through the referral process, which is a professional way of referring and getting paid and helping your clients. I actually do consulting all over the country myself.
Okay.
So what are some of the specific products right now? We're going to talk about other products that would relate to land or real estate investment.
Product-wise, we primarily use a product called a fixed index annuity to accomplish a lot of different objectives. We have life insurance, structured life insurance. Life insurance is a very general term, but when you deal with the specialists in regards to life insurance can be used in many ways. We talked about it briefly in the first segment about a special owner financing deal we got created with life insurance. We do not deal with health insurance at this point, or Medicare SUPs. We primarily deal with specially designed life insurance policies and fixed index annuities. All right, that's the simple of it. That's the
The driving force.
That's the driving force,
right.
Absolutely. And we help people put plans together to overcome and accomplish certain goals. That everybody's goals is different.
Sure,
Lou.
And it changes during your life.
It does. It does. You know, some people that are retired may have goals they need. Income. Well,
right.
We design plans to create the maximum income. As asset preservationists, the product's one thing, but having a concept and a goal to achieve that takes expertise from an advisor like myself that's trained in this area to find the proper product and vehicle to accomplish that. But one of the big concerns these days for retirees is the fact of how do we take care of our potential nursing home or long-term care need. Yeah. And there's not a whole lot of ways to do it. One of the primary ways, which is becoming less and less, and that's a vehicle called long-term care insurance by purchasing that as a standalone product.
Right.
However, that's costly. You got to be in good health, and there's other stipulations on it that may not make it the best. We use asset-based long-term care, and that's why, you know, I mentioned to somebody yesterday on appointment, every Tom, Dick, and Harry could probably sell life insurance and annuities, but it's like somebody with a gun. You know, do you want a trained professional that's a sharpshooter that knows how to hit the target versus somebody that's just scattered shooting?
Right.
So with the proper products in my hands, I can develop plans that are specifically, you know, geared toward a person's individual needs.
But they're all insurance-based?
Yes.
All of them?
All of them. We decided, Jill and I decided to make a conscious effort. Now, there's some great advisors out there that serve both worlds,
right,
the stock, mutual fund, investment side, mm-hmm, and the insurance side. We felt that we were excited and wanted to spend our time primarily on the asset preservation side because it's hard to serve two masters. You know, that's why we learned some of that, or you confirmed that in our business based on your practice. You're the land pro.
Right.
Right. That's your specialty.
Exactly.
You're the guru, right?
Yeah, I still sell houses, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I sell a lot of them.
Right. But when people want to know about land, they call Lou Jewell. Right.
Because there's no education out there.
Correct.
Except for me.
Correct. And the same thing on our side of the business, on the asset preservation side. So, folks, many clients that I deal with on a regular basis have numerous advisors.
Right.
Very few, though, have asset preservation advisors such as myself and Jill, to where we handle the needs on the retirement side.
I have a life insurance policy before I met with you, and then you brought a product to me to enhance my potential retirement.
Yes.
Which also was life insurance. Very modest, because it's not the amount.
Correct.
You're just having to use the insurance as the vehicle, the driving force.
Correct.
So let's say I had $300,000 regular life insurance, and then the product you put me in, yeah, it has a $25,000 life insurance policy. That's not why we did it.
Correct.
We had to do the life insurance to get the benefits of the product.
Right. The wealthy, it's neat you mentioned that. The wealthy have been using using life insurance as one of the best investment vehicles for a long time, many decades. And the idea, like what we set you up on, Lou, was let's create or start a vehicle that has tax-free or tax-deferred interest. But more importantly, when you retire, you can access the cash on a tax-free basis.
Right.
So what we did was we used a properly structured life insurance policy, all right, stripped out a lot of the internal cost, i.e. The agent's commissions were reduced, the cost of the death benefit was reduced, and we complied with the IRS guidelines in TEFRA and DEFRA and TAMRA. And what we did was, if folks on listening audience can visualize this, we took a shell. Mm-hmm. That shell was life insurance. Life insurance has always been the best tax-sheltered investment.
Okay.
But hang with me here, guys. But it wasn't necessarily the best investment because of the internal cost.
Right.
However, with specialists like myself in the tax-free income retirement arena, what we did is turn a best tax sheltered investment or product, best tax sheltered investment, into a really well performing investment to where it created a very nice stream of tax free income that you cannot outlive.
Right.
And seeing that we, you know, government, no matter which party we're all affiliated with, needs tax revenue. So there's a good chance that through our lives that taxes will continue to increase. And if folks can have a stream of tax-free income that is not only tax-free, Lou, it's also non-reportable, which helps at tax time, and it doesn't cause your Social Security to be as taxed as well.
My accountant, you know, we went through my account before we made this decision.
Yeah.
he was quite impressed with it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a layman. It's like, you know, if you don't know anything about land, I don't know anything about what you do. You
right.
know?
Yep.
So, but it's solid. Now, how does that tie in with what Jill's doing?
All right. Okay. Well, one of the things, what Jill's doing with the business valuation, we ran across, we saw a need to where we ran across folks that wanted to create or get loans to where they could use that money to properly structure a deal to purchase a properly structured life insurance contract. Small business owners love that idea because they can discriminate versus if they had a 401k, they can't discriminate.
Right.
And I mean that in a way to where if they offer it to one, they got to offer it
exactly.
to all.
Exactly. Yep.
Where our plan, they can discriminate who gets it. But when they came to us about this type of retirement plan, we said, sure, but they had typically we have to get a loan through a bank, right? Well, you know how banks are. You got to have all the documentation. And the question is, what's the value of your business? And where Jill comes in, she had this great idea that she could provide primarily this service that allows businesses to identify what mm-hmm. their value is and not wait until the last minute when they actually need a loan
right.
or wanting to buy a piece of property and so forth. They could have an ongoing real-time valuation of their business without spending a ton of money like in the old ways. Her niche is you spend a fraction of the money for this business valuation.
Yeah, it's not that much.
No. And it allows them to identify what the business is worth to where they can take that information to a lender to where they could use that money to buy
to leverage,
the land.
Right.
To,
yeah,
leverage,
to, right.
to buy land or put it in one of our type programs to
right.
where, you know, we got clients putting in $100,000 a year into these life properly structured life insurance contracts, and the projected tax-free income, depending on their age, is substantial, anywhere between $30,000 to $70,000 a year tax-free for life, you know, down the road. But so that's what evolved or how this thing evolved, and Jill took the bull by the horns and is running with it.
Well, and then with the valuations, what we were finding is so many times the valuation comes back higher than what the owners expected, and there are additional issues. They're underinsured.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're able to adjust how insured they are.
Okay.
Then they find that they have a key employee. And this key employee, without them, the business can't run. So then what they do is they make golden handcuffs.
Right.
Where it's...
That has a golden parachute at the other end of it.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. Right? So that way people stay with the company, especially when they're such a big value to them. And then on top of that is that we can look at buy-sell agreements. So if you have a partner and you've undervalued your
wow,
business.
I like that.
Then.
You've got a format. You got something mm-hmm. that you can negotiate.
Absolutely. You right. know what the value, you know what it's, the assigned value is, and you can properly purchase a buy-sell agreement for the proper amount of death benefit coverage. Because with the buy-sell, if there's two partners, these two partners probably have spouses, right?
Right, sure.
So if one of them dies, that the existing owner doesn't probably want to go into business with the his partner's spouse, so they use that death benefit to pay it off or pay buy his share out.
So how accurate are these things? Is it 100% when you get one, or is it 90%? I mean, you know, it's nothing's perfect, but, I mean, as opposed to the old accounting, you call your accountant up and do this versus the program you have, is it a good percentage more accurate? Is that what
it's greatly more accurate. And not only that, you can actually look at where others in your industry are.
I gotcha.
So you can
so
actually
that's
compare.
That real estate comparative valuation we mm-hmm. call CMAs, current mm-hmm. market analysis. So it's using that kind of format applied to any business. Any it doesn't matter if it's a hairstylist or a corporation,
right.
a Honda Jet or whatever.
Huh. Right.
Interesting. We're talking to Ben and Jill. This is a lot of fun, guys. And this
Absolutely,
is Let's
yeah.
Talk Land. So, Ben, I have a personal question.
Yes, sir.
You don't mind, do you?
Not at all.
What about you, Jill? Because you're going to be part of this.
Well, go right ahead.
I heard something about how you guys first met.
Yeah, you.
Am I embarrassing you?
No.
Nope.
But
Rodney, do we have to leave the room? Shada?
Shadow may have to leave
the room.
This is adult conversation here.
She's an adult. She's over 100 years old.
She still looks good.
She does look good.
Yeah. But, talking about how we met, Jill and I have been married 26 years, but we met at a business meeting,
or
25. I'm rounding up. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting past the silver. Now we're into whatever that is for the 26. But anyway, we met at a business meeting, and, I was recently divorced, and she was a young thing, and won't go into details, but, we caught each other's eyes and, went to lunch the next day. But one of the funniest things for us, it may not be for you guys, but one of the dates, Lou, we went to a par three golf course.
What, a par three?
Par three golf course, okay? And, I'm somewhat athletic and can, hold my own, but this particular nine-hole par three golf course, she ends up winning somehow, all right?
He swears he let me, but I don't think so.
Well, all the men out there probably know why I let her win.
Mulligans, a lot of mulligans.
No mulligans.
I want to make a good impression. But
I want it fair and square, yeah. I'll tell you that.
So, over the course of time, whenever golf or putt-putt came up through our lives and with raising the kids and with friends, Jill would always bring that story up that she beat me at par three.
Gotcha.
So fast forward to a couple weeks ago in Kansas
City. Wait. No? Before you get too far ahead, he wouldn't even let me play golf.
After that.
So I could go and be his caddy, but I could not touch a golf club. I couldn't hit a ball.
What?
Nothing. He would not.
Was this in your marriage agreement?
Yeah. Apparently somehow it got into our marriage agreement.
Well, yeah, I don't see it. Her version is a little bit different than mine.
Imagine that.
That's marriage, right? But so fast forward, all these years up until a couple weeks ago, we were in Kansas City, Kansas, and they had this new thing called Top Golf. It's really a fancy high-tech driving range, right? So if you can visualize, you hit the tee, a ball off the tee, and, you got these different locations on the green out there, which is huge, and we're depending on where your personalized ball lands, you get points for it, right? So we had the nieces, the nephews, our kids, old people, our age out there in our group, having a good time on this Top Golf. So
Ben thought he was going to put this par three thing to rest.
And finally beat her and
that'd be done.
Oh, I can see where we're going now.
Yeah. So, Lou, it didn't end up that way. I knocked the snot out of the ball and did good, but my ball
did not score the points.
He
did really well shooting it and getting some air on that ball, but it went out of bounds because he hit it too hard. It went too far.
The testosterone kicked in. But here, Jill would just knock it off the tee and then roll down off the cliff into a hole, and she'd get 200 points for that. So after a couple beers and a good time, she kicked my butt when it came to that. So once again, she is the victor in our golf relationship.
Well, maybe in the next 25 years, you can have a rematch.
Right?
Yeah, that'll be, hopefully, but yes.
The beautiful thing is he didn't realize when we were playing that he was hitting it so hard and hitting it out of bounds, and I was getting more points. Even when I missed and just barely hit the ball and just rolled off the edge of the thing and fell into a hole, I was making more points because I was actually getting it in a hole every time.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway.
So on the way home, he goes, you won because I hit it too hard. I was actually the better golfer.
Oh, Ben, I tell you what.
Yeah, you think I'd learn by now.
Well, that's what we all go through, I think, at some point. So tell me about
what's
what's hot and what's not.
What's
going on now? We've got a whole new economy now.
Yes.
It's totally changed from where it was 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, okay? Even in land and real estate, okay? We were in a depressed market in all areas.
Right.
And now we have energy. There's money flowing. Interest rates are low. There's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just businesses. And everybody knows what's
going
on.
You're adapting to the current marketplace.
Right. So how are you adapting?
Absolutely.
What's going on?
Well, a lot of the needs that are still out there have not changed. But how we accomplish those needs have changed slightly because of the new environment.
Tweaking.
Absolutely. One of the things that after 31 years of being in this business and for the last 10 years of that, business experience, we've nailed down our niche that we feel most comfortable and derive the most enjoyment out of, and that is doing our dinner seminars, right?
Tell me about that.
Yep. Lou, we every other month approximately, okay. we hold and invite a certain demographic of folks
okay.
to a dinner workshop mm-hmm. that we hold, whether it's in like Little Italy's and King or Five Points in Winston or sure. Milner's in Winston, J. Pepper's in Kernersville, et cetera. So around the locale. And we have folks that come there that want to learn more about the asset preservation side of the equation.
And that's where it is, asset preservation.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. And there's a lot of great folks working on the accumulation side, i.e. your Edward Jones folks, your Raymond James folks that concentrate on the accumulation side of people's life, right? And as I mentioned earlier, there's two phases of people's financial life. One is the accumulation phase mm-hmm. where we're working hard, putting money aside for retirement for that time period when we hopefully can kick back and enjoy life as retirees. But we're able to subject our money to a little bit more market volatility, right? So with the stock market. And the stock market's been a great vehicle over the course of our lives to create wealth, along with land, right? Land is another great asset to utilize to create wealth. So with these dinner workshops, we realized that there was a much needed need because on the preservation side of the equation, there is not a lot of information, sort of like on the land side, mm-hmm. right? Where do you go to find that information? It's not taught in the schools or real estate classes. And on our side, on the preservation side, in the investment world, everything is primarily geared to stocks, mutual funds, bonds, right. and the equity side, bond side of the market,
right.
which is great and served well. But when we get closer to retirement and are in retirement, we have to change hats. We have to protect our nest egg, whatever. And we as advisors help people identify, if they need it, to what their nest egg is.
Right.
All right? So, for example, back in 2008 time frame, right before that last crash, people's 401k, let's say they had $1 million in it, and the market crashed, their 401k turned into a 201k,
right?
It lost half the value.
Sure.
That's one heck of a way to start retirement, right?
When, yeah.
Either you have to put your money more at risk to get it back to where it was, or your expectation of what you can live off of is drastically reduced. So with these dinner workshops, we have a really great time. It's low-key. We do share with them some great concepts that are not taught, okay? They're not talked about. You don't see the talking heads on TV like the Kramers and the Susie Ormonds and so forth, and the stockbroker doesn't cover these topics either because it's not in their wheelhouse.
Gotcha.
Doesn't mean they don't know about it, but it's not in their wheelhouse
sure.
to really get educated on because – like their side and my side, if you're investing money for people and securing their retirement, you better know what you're doing.
I'd say.
And you better be there to service them through the years. And, with 31 years of experience in this business, we take pride in servicing our clients, right? So getting back on track, with the dinner workshops, folks come out. It's a good dinner, good restaurant. It's low-key. Nothing's sold at these workshops.
Sure.
I think
it's information only.
Yeah, information only. And if they like what we have to say, then we'll take the next step and, set an appointment with them. But what we're finding – go ahead.
No, I was just going to say you don't have to have that $1 million portfolio.
Absolutely
You may
not.
Just have a $10,000 portfolio. But there's stuff that can help them too, right?
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, it's not so much, and they may not have any at all.
Right.
And this is not for old people.
No, it's for...
I mean, the younger, probably the better, right?
Well, let's identify what the younger people are.
Yeah, give me a profile.
All right, younger person would be 20 to 45.
Okay,
20 to 45, 50. Those folks, we would do a different type of workshop geared, let's say, toward that tax-free income retirement plan.
Gotcha.
All right, to where they can put money aside for... It's actually still a little bit in the accumulation side of their phase.
Mm-hmm.
But then for folks at around 50 on upwards to 75, maybe pushing 80, that are pre-retirees or in retirement, there's certain things that have to be done to make sure that their retirement years are comfortable. Because what's happening is, and you and I, but you're a big educator. You know, that's one of the things I picked up.
Thank you.
From you when we first
sure.
met.
I love to teach.
Absolutely. So education is important, but through our workshops, we educate people on concepts that are not primarily known. You know, one is one out of five people with the age 65 will spend some time in a nursing home. That's depressing, right? Well, if you've got a portfolio that's X number of dollars and your family spouse has to spend $80,000 a year to take care of you in a nursing home, how long can your portfolio sustain an $80,000 hit until you're broke and having to apply for Medicaid, right?
And they take your assets, your home.
Absolutely, yeah. Medicaid spend down is a nasty proposition.
Unbelievable. I don't think it's right, but anyway.
It's not. And we help people,
avoid that.
Exactly. So that's one of the concerns. The other concern is, you know, we talked about the stock market. It's been a great vehicle. It still is a great vehicle. But the stock market has bulls and bear markets, right? And not everybody can agree when the next correction, i.e. crash, is going to be. It could be tomorrow up to 3 years from now.
Right.
But everybody agrees that when it does happen, the big one happens, it's going to be 10 to 20 years before that market rebounds back to where it was.
Right.
So if you're approaching retirement or are in retirement and your nest egg is in the market and it loses 40-50% of value, but takes 10 to 20 years to get back up to where it was, you
ain't going to make it.
You ain't going to make it, right. So what are the solutions? Well, some of the solutions are utilizing the concepts and vehicles that we have available to us.
Right.
And we help people create plans that have strong foundation building blocks within that plan. And some of those building blocks, Lou.
It's like one I'm in.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the building blocks is safety.
Right.
On our side of the equation, preservation side, everything is safe. Folks can go to bed at night, wake up
That's
the next.
That's most important.
Absolutely, absolutely. You want to have the peace of mind to know that your money is safe.
Right.
So if the market crashes, you're not going to lose any value. The other is liquidity. Liquidity is important. You know, cash is king.
I've used mine. I've had to pull money out.
Absolutely.
And I just mailed a check yesterday.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, I have to maintain a certain level.
Exactly.
To make the vehicle work properly.
Yep.
And I totally honor that.
Yep.
But the times I needed it, and you told me that, you and Jill both, when you sat at my kitchen table with my wife and I, and you explained this is questions I asked, and I've actually exercised it twice. You know, in real estate, it's commission, so you know,
feast or
you
famine.
Know, yeah,
right.
I mean, it's so sometimes you get in a little pickle.
Absolutely, and it's nice to have it there. And your plan was you can actually utilize your plan, Lou, on the tax-free income retirement plan as your own bank.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I'm using it for.
Absolutely.
You pay emergencies only.
And you create an arbitrage, and maybe that could be another conversation in the future we could
love
do.
To. Yeah, we can do more shows. Absolutely.
So with the market and getting back to that point. You know, we're going to have that market is going to correct. It always has, always will.
Sure. It's predictable.
Yep. So we're talking about the building blocks. We talked about safety, liquidity. We want to make sure the assets of our clients are probate free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of the folks listening to this have had either themselves or a loved one have to go through probate.
Right.
Well, as an asset preservation.
Just say what probate is. So
probate is a process to where the court distributes your assets
right.
based on your will, but that opens up probate. There's four evils of probate. It's timely, it's costly, it's public, and mm-hmm. since it's public, it can be contested easily, right? So the heirs want to have that estate settled as
sure,
fast as possible. So we approach that from the get-go. We also want to look at good returns. We use a concept called index crediting. We use many of the different type of indexes like S&P, FTSE Russell, NASDAQ, JP Morgan, et cetera, indexes to where with an index, Lou, folks can actually get potentially double-digit returns.
Yeah, I've written a stat.
Yeah, but also have the peace of mind to know that there's guaranteed not to lose if the market goes south, okay?
So there's a cap, downside cap.
And the upside has a cap, too. You can't
right.
have both. But,
sure.
You know, double digits.
But it's a big swing.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of room there.
Absolutely. So we'll talk about the next segment or another time about the mathematical figures about how much you got to return or get on a loss investment to get back to where you were. But another building block would be nursing home. Mm-hmm. You know, it since that's a potential big expense for a retiree. Yeah,
Rodney works at one. He cooks. Yeah. He's the chef. Okay. Right here in King.
So he knows, Rodney knows, that it's an expensive proposition for people to have to, you know, go there. Or a big trend is for people to have in-home care.
Right.
But either way, Lou, it costs
it's money.
It's money.
It's crazy how much it costs.
Yes, absolutely. So without a plan in place, that could be very detrimental to a person's portfolio and nest egg. And so from the preservation side, which Jill and I are experts in, we help navigate that field of potential landmines. So the other building block is good returns. When we work with folks, some like you mentioned earlier,
sure,
everybody's needs are different.
Totally, and it changes as life goes on.
Absolutely, and we build our plan solutions to they're flexible to, you know, for changes that need to be made. But some folks may have a need to have just income. They just don't have enough income, but they have the assets. Well, how do you ensure that that asset provides the income you want but still maintain the principal? Okay. Some folks have plenty of income,
right?
But their nest egg is subjected in the market, you know, the large position in the stock market, but they want to preserve some of that. They're getting older. They don't want the risk as much in their life. They don't want to have to worry about personally managing their money or checking their statement. They want to put their money aside to know to where, hey, we can get good returns, but we know for sure, like Will Rogers said, he's more concerned about the return of his money,
right,
more so than the return on his money. So
yeah.
So those are some. And another concept we talk about is I'm an IRA specialist, 401k specialist, and there's IRAs and 401ks, Lou. I tell folks this in our workshop, that they are tax infested, all right? Or another way to look at it, your IRA 401k has a mortgage associated with it. So what that means in real terms is you made a deal with the IRS on a pre-tax savings plan to where the IRS expects you to make that good at some point in your life.
Right.
And that point in your life is when you become 70 and a half. You have to start taking your RMDs, required minimum distributions. It's not optional.
Right.
Okay,
and use it or lose it.
Yep. And if you don't take it, you're penalized 50%.
50%. Greedy. Yep. Those guys are a little greedy, aren't they?
Absolutely. And we've studied white papers or seen white papers where people have made a mistake by not taking it, and they have to spend $10,000 to get a private letter ruling through the IRS, and the IRS has never made an exception. If you miss your RMD, you're penalized by 50%, plus you still got to take it out. So that's a big concern. And then upon death, when it comes to IRAs and 401ks, we need to look at, you know, if there's not special tax planning associated with your IRA or 401k, 403b, SEPs, RSEP, KEOs, or whatever, then your heirs, your beneficiaries, can lose up to 70% of that IRA upon your death because of taxes. So these are items that we talk about in our workshop. Mm-hmm. We have fun with it. It's low-key. And, again, nothing the folks on the asset accumulation side, the brokers and so forth, do a wonderful job for people. But this type of knowledge on the preservation side is not in their wheelhouse, and they're really not designed to drive that car.
Right. So. And there's a place for everyone.
Absolutely.
You know, you need, yeah, it's called diversification.
Absolutely. And the true sense of diversification.
Yeah. So yes. You got your stocks, you got your bonds, and then you got the other vehicles.
Vehicles, okay. Yeah.
No, it makes sense. You guys are great. Okay, so so let's go back to the business, because I really am interested in this. I want you to do my business.
Okay, yeah? Great. I'd be happy to do that.
Like this afternoon? You want to
come? Yeah, no problem.
But I'm serious. I really would like, because I'd like to see where I am. I'm 69 years old.
Right.
You know, and I've got a plan for my kids, which, you know, my son-in-law and daughter, you know, are part of my company, I'm now kind of giving it to them, my son-in-law, to run. COO, I call it.
And that's exciting, right? Luke. Too.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, and I have some other things, and hopefully, you know, I'll be 95 years old and still going, but you never know. Right.
Right.
So, but, you know, we've been in business, what, 4 years now? I've been in business a lot longer than that, but with Land Pro United Country. You know, we have I have an accountant now because there's, you know, business is picking up and there's a whole lot more going out and in and out and in and out. And then, of course, we have Don Martinet you met with Pilot Financial, who's incredible. But I need to do some planning, too, because my son-in-law keeps saying, and we're running numbers, but we don't know what the numbers mean, if you know what I mean.
Right. And this is a perfect time to do it for you.
Yeah.
Because now you'll know what your business can give you, and you can use that to transition into retirement.
Right. Well, it's not so much retirement, okay, but it is for building a business for my family, and that's where I'm more concerned.
Or even
so that they can make the right decisions.
Right.
Of planning and, you know, if we're to go and where, and that's what this program would help right. identify, right?
Right, and help you know a number, say your son-in-law decides he wants to buy you out.
Well, we've had that conversation.
And if Jill doesn't mind me interjecting, one of the things that conversations we had leading up to today, Lou, was that, you know, you've got your son and maybe some other brokers that work inside your office or
right.
for your firm.
Sure.
And they run across a business owner.
Right.
That wants to do business, buy a piece of property through your organization or buy land, but, you know, they need to get a loan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have to get that business evaluated to
right.
see what the value is. So
yeah. We run into that quite a bit.
Yeah. So this is a great...
Especially in land, because land is a secondary purchase.
Right.
Most people have homes and mortgages, okay? But then they got college and they got this and they got that. So, interesting, when the market turned down, you know, the people with the second homes and the third homes and the people with all the recreational land, you know, because they had all this funny and fat money that also suddenly dried up, okay?
Right.
So the reality is people that – I'm talking about raw land, not improved land.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But people that buy land, they buy it for hobby more than anything else. Recreational right now is scoring. That's the biggest thing going around the United States right now, is because there was all this pent-up energy that got tied up.
Right.
And now people are making more money and feeling better. So, you know, so that's
it's a way for them to qualify their
right.
clients.
And they're using their businesses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
To make that purchase.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. So, well, what do we need to do? You need to come up to my office and educate my agents, number one.
Right.
Number two, right? Educate my agents so they can talk. Well,
yes.
Actually, let's go back. You need to come up and do our plan.
Great.
And then talk about what the plan means to my family, but then talk to our agents, because we don't talk to the whole firm.
Right,
about
exactly.
how long my toenails are. Right? Only Shadow knows
that. That's for your eyes only, right?
Right. But, I mean, is this logical? And this is
yes.
what we should be doing for the other real estate firms.
Yes.
You know, too. And not only here in this area, you could do this anywhere in the country. That's
right.
what's interesting.
Yep.
This is a national show, so you guys, if you're interested in what we're talking about, you guys are really specializing.
Yep.
I mean, you're kind of unique like what I do.
Absolutely.
Right.
And a lot of it's web-driven. So.
Yeah.
Right. So, Lou, you already did this. You went to findbusinessvalue.com.
Mm-hmm. I did.
You did the free questionnaire.
I did.
It's only 7 questions.
It didn't take me 30 seconds.
Exactly.
I mean, I had to read it. Maybe it took 32 seconds.
Right.
But the idea is it's a
But it comes glance. Back and gave me back some really incredible, you know, just thoughts, you know, what about this? I mean, some I didn't know, some I did know, you know, start asking questions. Yeah, it's fabulous. So tell us, go ahead.
I just wanted to make that clear. That 7 question wasn't the data being used to create the business valuation.
No.
Right.
This is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just to start getting you thinking.
Thinking, yeah.
And then.
What ifs.
Right. And yep. then.
Is it important or not important? I think that's the way you answer it.
Correct. And what I'll do is after you do that, since we were coming here today, I didn't call you,
That's
but
fine.
I normally call, and then we talk about some solutions for those things, and then we start the conversation on the business valuation.
Right.
Now, once you decide to do the business valuation and we change money, I give you, I have one of my staff send you an email to a website, and your CFO,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, like we talked about, the small business owner is all of that. It takes about 45 minutes to put everything in for you. It typically takes a day or two. I always say, just to be safe in case there's a glitch, a week.
Right.
And then we get back together and I go through each one of the things with you and we talk about how to improve.
But you get from that report, you get a value.
You get a valuation. Yes, you get it. And I go over that with you, what the value is.
Can I take that to the bank? Does it have that kind
of
merit?
Yes, it has that kind of merit. Hmm. And it has the strength of a very reputable company behind it.
Understand.
And as well as, it's not a one-time thing with me.
Yeah, you want to update it.
Yes. And I.
And the updates are free of charge based on what you've set up, correct, Jill?
Yes, okay. Everything is free of charge. And the one thing that I'm requiring, that if people go with me, that we're going to get together once a year.
Sure.
Because we need to monitor it. We need to improve it. And that's part of the service that I provide.
But Lou, the evaluation is a document to where you could take to the lender, and nobody else is providing this service unless you're spending, you know, the $20,000, $25,000.
Sure, sure.
So for $2,500, people could get a real accurate business valuation plan to where they could take to the proper lender, and it's better than anything else that lender could hope for.
And the beautiful thing is, if the lender has any questions, they have somebody that they can get in touch with, and this is not the first time.
Because the lenders don't understand what they're looking
exactly,
at.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah.
And this is not the first time that the person that is going to field those questions from the lender has done it. Right. So they understand what the bank is looking for and how to get you through to the other side. To where you own that land.
Exactly, exactly. Just real quick, we only got a couple minutes left. Just what do we want to leave our audience with today? There's so much. We could probably do 10 shows. But, you know,
we should.
We can. And you're more than happy to come back, please. Yeah. But, you know, just a couple things that we want to leave. I know you got seminars that you want to do. You've got your program you're giving a discount on. And then we want to talk about how people get in touch with you.
Go ahead, Jill. You take it.
Okay. Well, to get started, find business value. .com, and that gets you started. You answer those 7 questions. That has nothing to do with your business valuation. It's just to get you thinking about what things you do need to have covered with your business. Once that's done, I will give you a call. We'll set up a time. And since you're listening here, you just have to tell me that Lou sent you, and I will give you $500 off. I normally charge $2,499. That's $2,499. I don't charge 8, I don't charge 10, and I don't take 2 months. So you're talking about $24.99, and then I'm giving $500 off today, or for anybody who listens. And just tell me that Lou sent you, and it's $19.99, and I'll have it to you within a week.
And Jill, what was that web address again?
And that's www.findbusinessvalue.com.
I'm going to put that on the my website, Let's Talk Land, okay?
Okay.
Because that's a lot right there. So, if you didn't get it here, you can contact me, but we'll make sure, okay? Now, who else can they get in touch with you?
Our office number, Lou, is area code 336, obviously, 593-3131.
3131,
absolutely. And our web address is www.ysmat.com. That's an acronym for Your Safe Money Advisor Team.
Oh, I like that.
Yep.
Say that one more time, because that's real. I like that.
Which one? The full name?
Yeah.
www.yoursafemoneyadvisorteam.com.
Wow, I like that.
Yep.
All right. So what else do we just got about a minute here, and then we'll close out.
Just wanted to a quick thing to let folks listening audience just think about. If they want to reach out to us, we'd love to talk to them. No obligation. But keep in mind two phases of your life, the accumulation and the preservation. Preservation phase that we talked enough about. We'd love to sit down and talk
to you
about.
And you'll be having a local seminar coming in January,
right? January, someplace, sometime.
Probably mid-January, towards the end of January.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yep. Weather permitting.
Yes.
Bring your snow dog.
Absolutely.
All right. So thank you for being with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you've really helped my life, and I would love to. That's why I wanted you here. I want to share it. Let us know how you like the show. If you have any questions or topics you'd like to suggest, we'd appreciate them. All questions are welcome, and all of our guests may be emailed with your questions and concerns, and I'll make sure you guys are on there. The show is for the public and, most importantly, for real estate agents who do not have a source for land education. Rodney, how do they get in touch with us?
Well, they can tune you in every Saturday morning from 7 till 8 o'clock, and also then go to our website. Go to WKTE1090.com, and they can download the app. from the Simple Radio app, and tune us in anywhere in the United States or the whole country.
And we're what? Beach music and oldies?
Beach and oldies, yes.
And
the
what?
Number one radio station in the Triad area.
But we're also, for 5 years in a row?
Yes, we were nominated for Station of the Year on the East Coast.
All right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What a great job. I appreciate being here. So all the shows, after they're broadcast, are downloaded on a GoDaddy website we created, and that's www.letstalkland.net, no apostrophe, letstalkland.net, net, okay? It's also on Podbean, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, and more. If you need to get in touch with me, all that information's on the website, but it's lou@mylandpro.com. My cell number's 336-669-1405. See you next week.
Sounds great.